when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Thank you for being here today. This is Toby Christensen, your self-empowerment trainer, and it is so good to have you here. I've been off for a few months. It's been a little crazy with this whole COVID-19 thing. And, you know, you would think in one sense that it would be the easiest thing in the world to put out a bunch of podcasts when you're stuck at home. And I have been had so much going on with other things that I've neglected my podcasting duties. So I just want to let you know I'm back. I'm back to three podcasts a week, and we are going to have fun. I've got a whole new episode or a whole new thing that's unveiling right now. I'm working with a company called Final Cycles, and we are eradicating the global plastic waste issue. And we've got a plastic waste crisis on our planet that will be waiting for us long after COVID-19 has a whatever they do for it, vaccine, cure, jagged little pill, whatever. But plastic will be waiting there, and it has not gone away, and we are doing some amazing things. I've been writing songs for a documentary that we're making. It's just really fun, which brings me to the point of the podcast today. Today, we are going to talk about realizing your greatness. That's the tagline. We've been off for a few months. We're getting back on, and we're going to start it with where we started in the very beginning. And that is, welcome to the Genius Lab, where we help you realize your greatness. And, you know, what does that mean, right? People talk to me all the time, you know, when I'm doing seminars or public speaking, they're like, well, I'm not great. What do you, I don't have any greatness. What are you talking about? I haven't won any Grammys. I haven't, you know, they go to this very big state, you know, like I'm not an actor or a musician or a, you know... Pardon me, or a podcaster that has a tickly throat, or I don't have good. I'm asymptomatic. Now we're keeping our 6 feet, so we're good. Anyway, so they're like, well, I don't have anything great. Well, everybody has something great. Everyone, come on. So the deal is this: focus on what it is that you love to do, what it is that you're good at, and what really, like, rocks your world, okay? I looked it up just for fun. I looked up greatness, and it said the quality or state of being great, okay? Now, I hate it when they use the word in the description because it's like, what? But they talked about size, achievement, power, and skill. And I'm like, oh my God, actually, that works. Because what I'm talking about, I'm not talking about, you know, you're great like your size. I'm talking about you're great like your achievement, your personal power, and your skill. So like maybe you're a drummer, maybe you're a guitar player, maybe you sew, maybe you make websites, maybe you heal people, maybe you just are there to talk to people. One of the organizations that I work with, 220, is helping to eradicate veteran suicide. And we're now working with veterans, first responders, and now, of course, with all this shit going on, we're dealing with healthcare professionals and endless healthcare workers and people who have been quarantined at home who are just scared to death and showing signs of post-traumatic stress. This guy, Dan Jarvis, along with some physician or psychologist friends of his, have created this amazing protocol that eliminates post-traumatic stress. And it's really, really exciting. So anyway, so maybe that's your greatness. But everybody has something that they're good at, something that they love, something that they're passionate about, that when you're in the presence of that passion, it just lights up everyone around. So think about, like, what is your greatness? One of the things that I've seen a ton of in since the COVID-19 shutdown, quarantine, shelter in place, whatever the heck you call it, wherever you are, is that every freaking every person that has gone to a Tony Robbins seminar or Brandon Burchard or has downloaded some any kind of coaching thing, there are 8 million free coaching websites out there and Facebook pages. It is hilarious. Everybody is all of a sudden a coach and an expert at what they're doing. And bless their hearts, you know, everybody's got a message, right? And I love it. And there's everything from, you know, business executives who are now working from home, helping people to feel better about themselves, to the gals in Florida who are taking their power and have all these pictures of them in their underwear, telling them to, encouraging you to live a life of freedom and just be who you are. And I love it. So we don't have to be a trained coach. I mean, a lot of trained coaches that I know are terrible coaches. They try and fit everybody into a system. And a lot of these people who are coming through, you know, kind of spontaneously, it's really awesome because, you know, the gal in the underwear, there's two or three of them out there, they really do have a great message. And they are living this particular life that of freedom and expression. And they're like, you know, this is in your face. And this is who I am. And this is who I love to be. And this is my greatness. And regardless of if you like how they look, that's not what it's about. It's about them being in their power. And that's really exciting. And you know, maybe you taking on some of the woes of the world, helping post-traumatic stress, you know, maybe that's your greatness. Think about what it is that puts you into a state of being that rocks your world, where you feel like you've achieved something, or where you feel like you're powerful, or where you feel skillful. You know, I know for me, during these last few months, I've been working a lot on my singing and my guitar playing. And I've been doing these, I come from a Norwegian heritage, so I do special events on Thursday. We know it as Thursday, which is tomorrow. I happen to be recording this on a Wednesday. So when I get done with my podcast, I'm going to realize my greatness in singing and my guitar playing, and I'm going to put together my set list for happy hour tomorrow. And it's exciting for me because this is an area that I have not had very much confidence in. But over time, I would say that my greatness has emerged. Now, greatness is relative, right? So when we think of greatness, I think of some of my musician friends, my buddy CJ, Terry Kingan, Guy Johnson, Bronson Arroyo, Elliot Sloan, you know, these guys that have been in nationally touring bands and have been playing for decades, they clearly are much better than I am. However, there's a certain kind of state that comes through when I sing my way and play my guitar the way that I play it that resonates with the people that show up. And it's nothing that I brag about, but it took me a long time to own it as part of my greatness. You know, for me, it's a communication skill. And I've always been good at talking and communicating. The other thing that I looked up just for fun is after greatness, because it is a quality or state. Well, what does state mean? And it's a mode or condition of being. Another one of their definitions is the condition of the mind. And I thought, wow, you know, a few months ago, if somebody said, is playing guitar and singing one of your qualities of your greatness, I would have said no. But actually, what I'm realizing is it actually is. And of course, the one thing that to stay in your greatness and to stay in this active state of skillfulness and achievement and power, it relies on the condition of the mind. When I compare myself to other people, oh, they've got a better range. Oh, they've got a better this, or they're stronger in, you know, whatever I pull out of my ass to, you know, criticize myself for or compare myself. When I compare myself, I lose my greatness. Okay. Because I'm, and the comparing, and the judging is what the problem is, because it compares me to someone who's not me. Now, I remember playing some lead guitar on a song, and I sent it to my friend Terry King, and who's a world-class guitar player. This guy's freaking out of, he's just insane. He's really good. And Terry said, you know, well, you know, why don't you play like you? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, well, tell me about your playing. And I said, well, I listened to Clapton a lot because, you know, I thought I wouldn't set the bar too high. I just want to play like Eric Clapton. And I said, I didn't do so well. And then I looked at Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Vaughan and B.B. King and Freddie King and, you know, only the greatest blues players in musical history, and set that as my standard bar. And he started laughing and he said, you know, you'll never play Eric very well, and you probably won't play Buddy Guy very well or a lot of these other people. But when you play Toby, you play great. And that totally changed my life, because I realized that if I be me, I'm in my greatness. If I hold that state of confidence and power and achievement, it doesn't matter where anyone else is. It matters that I'm where I am and I'm being the best that I can be, and I'm bringing to the world the gift that I hold and the power that I have to express. And my motivation is to help other people find their greatness, to make them happy, to make them feel good. I do the happy hours because people love to get together and virtually, and it gives them a sense of community, a sense of camaraderie. And no one has ever complained about the songs. As a matter of fact, I have people now they're requesting songs. And so I have to learn new songs, or I choose to learn new songs every week. So think about your greatness. What is it that puts you in a state of feeling good, of achievement, of power, and skilled? And take some time this week to realize your greatness. That's it for now.